on the come a land. Move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Hello, Medford.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away! Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you, you bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Here we go, Friday Night Fights with me and Jim McDermott. We're starting out with round one. This round is called Border Patrol. Border Patrol, MIA versus Genesis. Be back in a moment.
I fly like Piper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like Piper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. In the KGB, so no funny business. You already are. We'll be right back.
Yes. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I like to open with yes now.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a pretty good way to start.
Why not? Positive.
Yes.
Nothing more positive than yes.
That's right. Border Patrol is our first round here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl and Jim McDermott is the guest judge. Back once again for the fights. This is probably your third or fourth time doing the Friday Night Fights, right?
At least.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I started this in May, maybe? May or June was the first one.
Yeah.
And I've been having fun doing this. This is a fun little show to do. It basically is which one you like, this one or that one? And sometimes it's like, which one is worse, you know? Like, you could say which one is better, which one is worse, which one is just the one you liked the least.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's that because both of them are bad. Yeah, because like, yeah, like the weirdest one, like the strangest one. We had a couple of those along the way, so... Couple of Genesis votes already popping in. We got two Genesis votes. You can go to DJ Chat at WMFO and make your votes there. You can call in, but chances are we only got time for a quick phone call, so just say what you want to vote for and then hang up. And then we can talk and chat on the phone some other time because we only got short time here and we got plenty of rounds here today. We've got They're Taking Away Your Guns next. We've got some great rounds coming up. They are eating the dogs coming up once again. And I Love the Blacks is another round that we started a few weeks ago, and everyone likes that round. Old Scratch himself may come up in the heavyweight fight today between Rage Against the Machine and Rainbow will be our last one for the day. So plenty of rounds to come. And we can go in order. We can have you pick your favorite rounds if you like, Jim. We'll do round two, and then I'll have you pick which round you want to do for the remainder of the show. How's that sound?
Works for me.
And I think I like that MIA song, Missing in Action. And she was a rapper, and she was in London, and that became a big hit. But I also love Genesis. I love that Illegal Alien song. And it's timely. I mean, that song's, what, 40 years old now, maybe?
Yeah, that was mid-80s, right?
Great tune. Great video. Way ahead of their game. And I don't know. I always want to lean Genesis, but I think that MIA song is great, too. And just pretty cool. What do you think about that one?
I'm just so familiar with the Genesis song. I think it's just...
Yeah?
Yeah. The other one, if I had heard it, it never registered on my radar at all.
I'm going to go Genesis, too, but I do like that song a lot. MIA is Missing in Action. And really cool and became a big hit for 2007 from an album called... I believe the album was called Kayla.
Kayla?
Kaya.
Kaya?
Yeah, Kaya. K-A-Y. No, Kayla. K-A-L-A. Or Kala.
Kala.
What is it? Is it Kamala or is it Kamala? Is it too late to really care anymore?
Well, she's still vice president.
And that's true.
What's his name? Might drop dead and she might be president.
Who's that?
Biden.
Oh, Joe!
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, till January. She
Good old Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
It's fun when he shows up. Everybody's just like, hey, look at him. Look at him. It's like, isn't he the president? Isn't he supposed to be working? It's like us just taking off like 4 months from work and being like, hey, I'm going to show up on a Tuesday afternoon and tell everybody it'll be okay. That was my job for the day, the last 4 months. I'm just going to let everybody know I'm still here.
You know you're retiring in a couple months. You're really invested in it like you would be?
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be.
No. No, lame duck.
Yeah.
No, he's going to push through as much as he can.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of want to see Jimmy Carter get a second term, right? Because he only had one term.
That's right. He's still eligible.
Yeah, he was still eligible at 100 years old.
He is.
Slept for 22 hours out of the day, according to his grandson.
Not wrong with that.
Wake up and he'd like drool a little and make a couple of words. And, you know, he could have gotten some policies passed, though.
That's the dream right
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was for Jimmy. And then, yeah, I'm for Jimmy. 2020.
He's a nice guy.
What comes up next? 2028. I'm for Jimmy. You should run.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? You'll be eligible. You're still eligible. I'm still eligible.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. I wrote in. You got to write in sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I decided to write in this round. I was like, I'm not a big fan of either one. I'm not really supposed to say who I voted for because we're on the air and on FCC regulation WMFO, but I wasn't a fan of either one of them. So.
No, they both have their flaws.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. We're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, some people act like it's the end of the world. It's like I still woke up today. I still had to go to work today.
Right.
Right. It's like you can bitch all you want all day on social media. I had to work today. You know, yeah. There's plenty of people that are just sitting at home collecting checks, and they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to bitch all day.
Well, nothing is ever as good as you remembered it was, and nothing is as bad as it seems.
Except fudge. Fudge is always good.
Well, that's pretty constant.
Yeah. Especially Panucci.
I like just regular fudge better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Like the old school.
Yeah, I was a Panucci fan. Big Panucci fan.
Okay.
That's like eating like a stick of butter. Like you have a little piece, and it's like... It's almost like 12,000 calories.
I went to a place up in Lincoln, New Hampshire, called Chutter's.
Nice.
And they got like 20 different kinds. They got like blueberries and
blueberry fudge?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's a mix, I think. And then, it's just big squares. They cut it out for you. You sell it by the pound. They got all like the candy jars with all the weird candies in them and stuff.
Is it like butter but with a CH in front of it? Chutter's?
No, like udder with a CH, like a cow's udder.
Nice. Ooh. It's kind of fun.
Place is pretty good.
Chutter's.
Cheddar.
Yeah. Reminds me of cheddar, except with a U.
There you go.
Yeah. I like the cheddar, too. I had, you know what I love? That Simpsons episode where Homer goes into the fridge for a snack, and he's like, 79 slices of American cheese. And then he just eats all of them. And then it's like 6 in the morning, and Marge is like, what are you doing up? And he's just finishing up the last piece.
Were they like the wrapped ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you had to unwrap individual one.
He's like 79 slices of individually wrapped cheddar cheese. Good stuff. Yeah, I'm a big Panucci fan, and don't have it as often as I'd like, but if I did have it as often as I'd like, I probably wouldn't be alive. You know?
Well, insulin's expensive.
Yeah.
I guess.
So next is They're Taking Away Your Guns. And these are good bands. Well, one's a guy and the other one's a band. Warren Zevon. I got a special version of Lawyers, Guns, and Money for this one. It's live from the, I believe it's Stand in Line, the live album he did or something like that.
Right before he died?
No, this was from like 80. So it's going to be Warren Zevon. So this song had been out for at least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it was a 70s song.
Yeah, I think it was 78. Was Lawyers, Guns, and Money off of the Excitable Boy album. And so this is, or maybe it's Stand in the Fire. I'll look it up. But it's a live album from Warren Zevon. And it's pretty hot. And the next one is The Alarm. Do you remember The Alarm at all?
No? Was it Spirit of 76?
It's going to be 68 Guns.
Okay.
Yeah, 68 Guns. They sounded a lot like U2.
Okay.
So they were kind of like a lot of people were saying, well, they're kind of trying to do the U2 thing. And
they had a song was called kind of a Spirit of 76, I think. It was about punk.
Oh, nice.
I think. If that was The Alarm, maybe I'm wrong.
We'll check that out.
Yeah.
We will sound The Alarm on The Alarm. And with this one is the They Are Taking Away Your Guns round. And the thing is your guns aren't going anywhere, everybody, just so you know. And if you believe that, you're a fool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Silly.
Silly people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to play a little PSA from Alec Baldwin just to get us ready.
Speaking of guns.
For the gun round. Yeah, here we go. It's WMFO in Medford.
Bring fire isn't one of them. This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fire isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA. I was gambling in Havana.
Honduras. I'm a desperate man.
They are taking away your guns round. That's Warren Zevon. And here's The Alarm. Which one do you like better? DJ Chat, WMFO.org. We will be back.
And now they're trying to take my life away. Forever young, I cannot.
Try and track us down.
Track us down. Track down.
WMFO in Medford. We should just open everything with yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Alarm with 68 Guns. So you don't remember that one, huh?
I don't.
They weren't playing it at Chudders?
No, they weren't. They should.
Again, wow. It was a one-hit wonder, and they were often compared to U2. It's kind of got a U2-ish, like, you know, the War and the October and
yeah, early.
Boy albums. Yeah. And I don't know. I like it. I have to say, I'm a Warren Zevon fan, big Warren Zevon fan. I do like 68 Guns. I am partial to Warren Zevon that round. What do you think?
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah, and that's a great song.
And that live version's great.
Yeah.
Real good. Yeah, as much as I like that Alarm song, that Warren Zevon song, plus it's just, that's a classic tune. I mean, that song ain't going away anytime soon. Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
No.
And meanwhile, the Alarm's been out for 41 years, and you just heard it for the first time. So
well, that opening hook, like on that too, is
yeah,
you know what you, as soon as you hear that, you're ready to rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
oh, we do have one that was a Warren Zevon, but a tough choice. They like the Alarm as well.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So far all Warren Zevon. Get your votes in at DJ Chat, or you can make a phone call if you like, or you can. You can send a message to me on the phone. I'll have a peek at it in a little bit. The coming weeks is the 35th anniversary for my high school reunion. So I'm going to have a bunch of classmates in here next week and the week after. Should be pretty fun. One person hasn't been here before, and we're lining up the rest of them. It should be a pretty good time. You go to many of your reunions, Jim?
I think I've been to two.
Yeah.
I think I went to 10 and mm-hmm. 25, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good. Those were good ones. Yeah. I've went to all of them except the 5, I think. I don't think I went to the 5.
We had a 5, and I guess it was amazing, and I should have gone.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I was, what, 22, 23 years old, and I was too dumb to. I saw most of the people all the time then still. You know, when you're that age, it's like, well, we're going to all be at the bar next weekend.
Mm, right, right. Yeah.
You know, once you start getting into your 30s and 40s and stuff, it's a lot
harder
to catch up with people.
Plus now it's like a lot of people, I know I'm going to see them on the 35. And they're, oh, hey, we should all go out to dinner one night. I'm like, I said that at the 10, the 20, the right. 25, the 30. You're not going out to dinner with me, so go screw.
You are. You know?
And then they're like, oh, you, what's his problem? It's like, you're my problem. You're a liar.
Yeah.
You're not my friend. You're a liar. You pretended you were my friend.
You owe me a meal.
You owe me a meal. Yeah. Snow cone. Maybe a little Panucci. But, yeah, it should be all right. You know, I wasn't going to go. And then I'm like, I'll go. And I'm like, gives me an excuse to play some 80s tunes over the next couple of weeks, at the very least.
I don't think we had a 35th that I was aware of.
I DJ'd the 25th. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had, by the end of that, there was an entire table of beer and wine sitting amongst my Apple laptop, and it was awesome. Everybody would come over, and I did a few requests, but I had all kinds of stuff in advance. I had a big playlist, a lot of fun. And what was just a great, great time. That one was probably my favorite, was the 25. And the 30, I was on crutches, and so I found a martini bar, and I was on painkillers because I had just gotten surgery. So,
oh boy,
rough one.
Yeah,
I'm lucky I remember anything from that one. Yeah. And then I got home and
did you wet your pants?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Probably,
right in the mattress. Right in the mattress. Seeped right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't proud of that one.
Those things happen.
It wasn't tough. I shouldn't tell so many people, but that one was rough.
Yeah.
That was my first bedroom accident in my 40s.
As an adult, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And
you would do.
Yeah. I was overdue. And now it happens all the time, it seems. I peed down my leg here at WMFO a few months ago.
You did that.
I was checking my phone, and I'm just like, hey.
And let him in the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jim was here for that one. Yeah. You just heard me cackling like a banshee in the bathroom. Like, what the hell is he doing in there? And I came down, and I had a full pee leg. It wasn't good.
It was great.
It was good. It was probably the biggest laugh. Yeah.
It was the best thing that happened to me probably most of this year.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good laugh. That was a big laugh. And here I am, and I was worried about the students seeing, man. Like, oh my God, there's like 6 students in the other room. See me pee down my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incontinence. That's what happens when you get a little older and you don't pay attention. All I was doing was like checking my phone for an email and. You know, I thought it was out, but it was back in. You know, and just went right down.
It's
the
a little
leg.
Shy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little mushroom. A little mushroom cap. Oh, well. Next one is great. It's something for everyone. And you got a little CCR and a little Everclear. We are on round three, and I asked Jim off air, which one would you like to do next? And he said, let's do round three right in order here. So something for everyone, CCR versus Everclear on here. It's going to be exactly what you think it is. It's a song with everyone in the title. So first one is CCR, Wrote a Song for Everyone, here on the Friday Night Fights.
Saw myself going down to
think you know it's true. Situations where it's easy to look down on you. Think you like to be the victim. Think you like to be in pain. I think you make yourself the victim almost every single day. You do what you do. You say what you say. You try to be everything to everyone. You know all the right people. You play all the right games. You always try to be everything to everyone. Yeah, you do it again. You always do it again. You say they taught you how to read and write. Yeah, they taught you how to.
That's pretty good. I like both of those. Everclear, just here, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you say? Were they in New Hampshire or were they in Mass?
I don't remember. I just saw the. It was one of those. I'd like to go to that, but
right.
I'm not going to make a lot of effort to go to that.
Right. Right. You're like, is it under $100?
Yeah.
And will they still be having the blonde hair? Or did they change it?
It's also, is it like a reasonable drive?
Yeah.
You know, where I'm going to regret driving home because it's so far away. And,
yeah. Yeah. I'm glad we saw Gordon Lightfoot. That was a bit of a ride, but that was pretty fun.
That hall was awesome.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Great place to see it, to see
Portsmouth
him.
Portsmouth
yeah.
Music Hall, yeah.
Portsmouth Music Hall.
Like old opera-looking building. It was really neat.
Yeah.
And he was awesome.
He was awesome, and he died like freaking what a month later or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
we got to see some of his last words. We saw his last breath. He just gasped out with a death rattle at the end of the show.
Sarah's his soul.
It's like the wreck of the Hesperus. That's it. Yeah, he was great. But Everclear and CCR. I'm a huge CCR fan. Other than the fact that I didn't realize they were from California. Jim schooled me on that. They were actually a California band, which, yeah, we saw John Fogerty. Now that we think about it.
Yeah, he is back. That was 2019.
That was great.
Before all this mess.
Yeah. And we met that guy that worked at, like, the airline that said that there were engines falling out of the sky. You remember him? And we got him to come along to see John Fogerty. That was the guy we met at the bar.
At the Harpoon place, right?
Yeah, it was just kind of like waiting for everybody, and there was this guy at the Harpoon, and he said he had worked for Boeing Jet. And I had asked him while I was waiting for everybody, I struck up a conversation, we're having a couple of drinks, and I said, how often does engine parts fall from the sky? And he said, more often than reported.
Ah.
That's what he said. He said, it happens all the time, mostly
goes into the sea, because most of the world is water, as you know.
Right.
But you ever see Donnie Darko where it falls into the backyard? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. But, yeah, they got into a lot of big trouble with that. Like, years later, they ended up getting fined. I think it just got settled at the beginning of the year, or they were... Well,
Boeing's a mess right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a disaster.
So, I often think of that guy, and we ended up... I'm like, you want to come along to John Fogerty? And I'm like, you know...
Why not?
It was cool. Yeah. It was a buddy date, you know? Was that nothing to do with, like, dating a guy? It was just a buddy.
Broing
like,
out.
It was cool. We were broing out. Yeah. And he's like, where am I going to sit? I'm like, ah, there's seats in the back. We'll all sit together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, that was fun. So, I don't know on that one. I love both of them.
I love that song by CCR. And that's an underrated.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't get the airplay, and it is one of my favorite from them. Not my favorite, but one of.
Yeah, it's a slow roll, too. It really has a lot of build to it, I think.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. It's like a groove song, you know? It's like you just kind of tap or nod your head. Pretty good. And the Everclear one is just... a fantastic tune. I mean, it's a great single, too. I mean,
yeah.
And just coming out and just like, and that happens to a lot of people. You just want to try to go out and party and try to fit in and not be yourself and everything to everyone. Just great, great stuff. So I don't know, man. I'm leaning towards CCR, but I think I'm going to give mine to Everclear.
Okay.
Just because they were here recently. They're still going. And it's a great song. I think I think I've played that one over and over again. I play that CCR one quite a bit too, but I don't know. Nah, I'm gonna go CCR.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, you going CCR?
I still got the stink of the Zolak Bledsoe stage diving thing from them in my brain too. I went to the game right after they did that.
Yeah.
And we went to Tampa. They played in Tampa, and it was the worst game I've ever seen. Cause
really?
They were all getting sued, and you know, it was not good. The team wasn't in a good spot. And kind of ruined my trip for that one there.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I still had fun.
Yeah. We always have fun.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Some great songs from Everclear, Father of Mine, Wonderful, Heroin Girl, Buy You a New Life. I love that one,
too.
That's
a great one. Yeah.
And they were pretty, I would say, when you think the 90s, Everclear had enough hits to say they were a good band from the 90s.
Yeah.
To me, because I didn't really like a lot of the 90s stuff. I mean...
I find myself looking back and liking more of it than I thought I did at the time, because it was... I
loved the beginning of the
90s. Pearl Jam I saw this year. They were incredible.
Yeah, I saw Pearl Jam. They were good. Yeah. I got to admit, I like Pearl Jam. Yep.
Nirvana and all those guys. And
sure.
And then you also... I went and saw Stone Temple Pilots live. And who opened up for them? I forget the other one that opened up. They only did a couple songs, but they only had a couple songs. A couple 90s bands, though.
Yeah.
Saw those in the in August down at, well, it's not great. Oh, it's Xfinity now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of 90s bands that I like, but it's not my favorite decade.
Yeah.
But it's a solid. Yeah. It doesn't get the credit it deserves.
I honestly think my favorite decade's the 70s. I love the 60s. I love the 70s. I love the 80s. I think I know... everything from the 80s, almost everything. I know probably about 90 to 95% of all the songs that were made in the 80s.
The dance stuff, I didn't really.
Yeah.
You know, there's like that Madonna and that ilk.
You didn't get into the groove?
Mariah Carey and...
I think she was 90s, Mariah Carey.
She eventually, when she was 80, she started out in the 80s,
Did she really?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty certain about that. I could be wrong, though.
I like seeing her jump around in her little Santa outfit every year. Right? She still does that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's like a big
thing. All I Want for Christmas. That was a pretty decent tune, too, right?
Yeah. No, that's the like
Isn't
the number
that all
one
I Christmas
song now, right? Like, that's the one.
Yeah. And she was kind of cute then. Now she's kind of, you know.
I think she's crazy.
Yeah. She's a little nutty, but I don't know. I like a little nutty in my gals, too.
Sure.
A little nutty. Yeah, but when she was younger, though, she was looking pretty good. But now, yeah, she could use some work.
I'm sure she's had some work.
Yeah, I'm sure she's had some work, too. But, yeah, I guess let's have a quick peek at Music Box, Emotions, MTV Unplugged. Yeah, Career Beginnings. Yeah, 88. You're right. She started promoting the debut solo studio album, Mariah Carey, released June of 1990.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, June of 1990.
So it really was
she was
90s.
On the cusp.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. We're going to look forward to that in the future. the All I Want for Christmas is You Mariah Carey yeah. video. I'm surprised it's not playing at Walmart already.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. I went up there the other day. God, they had everything out. And I'm like, it's Christmas already.
It's weird again. There's no Christmas tree shop now.
Yeah. It goes right from Halloween to Christmas.
Well, it went from Labor Day to Halloween, so
yeah,
that was a little excessive, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to announce two winners. We got MIA versus Genesis. MIA got some votes, but Genesis won. I didn't get anything for the alarm. Warren Zevon took that one by storm, so I'm going to call that one.
Yeah.
And this one so far, we've got a couple of votes in. Jim and I both, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I almost want to give Everclear a half a point and Creedence a half a point, but I'm going to give a full point to Creedence because it is a great song. And you got to pick. Oh, I just got a little ding here. Maybe I got a vote here on the phone. No, I got a phone number. That's always nice.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. I got a phone
you
number
got a date?
On the phone. I don't know. His name was Al. I don't. Yeah. Good old Al.
Yeah, sounds sexy.
Got Al's number. Hey, it could be short for Alvin.
Alvin.
No, that's Al who's going to be on next week.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Getting his number. Joey and Al next week and Gary will be here. Gary Thayer and Al Mattello and Joe O'Toole will be on next week. And we'll be doing mostly 80s for the Friday Night Fights. Round four, do you want to keep going in order? Do you want to pick anything else here? A little out of order. We can do that, Jim, if you like.
Let's keep rolling with it.
I like this one that I picked, the Battle of the Bands coming up next. And we picked two songs from this one, Battle of the Bands. It's the Marshall Tucker Band and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who are actually doing a cover of another song that came out a little earlier, but their version of the song was much more popular. So we got Marshall Tucker Band versus Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It is the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle, and my guest here today is Jim McDermott.
right, we're in the middle of round four. Mr. Bojangles.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of a smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels instead. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance for he jumped so high. Then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. For those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieved. Said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head I heard someone ask him, please, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
That's Mr. Bojangles. I like that that little background of that song. I think I should probably mention that. So there was a guy that was he was caught in a police lineup, which back in the old days, they'd be like, get the usual suspects. And this guy came in. He was a homeless man, and he was up for a assault charge or a murder charge, a potential murder charge. And he said his name was Mr. Bojangles. He didn't want to give the police his name. And then he was talking to all the other people that were lined up, and he started talking about his dog and then how his dog was sick. And then one of the prisoners said, can you talk about something else? Because a hush came around the room. And then the guy just started tap dancing for everybody. So then this guy that wrote Mr. Bojangles, Jerry Jeff Walker,